She is going to be in charge of all social media promotions. I have big dreams for her. She's also probably going to be like the head of Broadway one day. Seriously, I have big dreams for my cat.
Welcome to A Book and a Dream with Megan O'Russell, an author's adventure in writing, reading, and being an epic fangirl.
Hello, my name is Megan O'Russell, and welcome to episode 39 of A Book and a Dream. There is so much excitement happening right now. I just can't even believe it. So first of all, Girl of Glass and Wrath and Wing are now fully available in audio form. And it has been a crazy process. And I can't wait to tell you more about the difference between recording yourself and having someone else do it and the crazy collision of the two. But first, I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't introduce you to my new assistant, Mimi. Now, Meanie is a beautiful little tabby. She is 3 months old. I absolutely adore her. She is going to be in charge of all social media promotions. I have big dreams for her. She's also probably going to be like the head of Broadway one day. Seriously, I have big dreams for my cat. There will be a link to a picture posted. So click on the link, check out this beautiful little girl who I am so excited to have in my life. And her eyeliner is on point. So what more can you ask for from a book cat? Now, aside from getting Meanie and having, you know, kitten in my life and being super exciting, the whole audiobook thing has just absolutely exploded within about the last 10 days. So I have gone through the final proof of the Tethering audiobook, which was recorded for me by a lovely gentleman named Tim. He's a very talented actor. I'm still waiting on ACX to, you know, put it on Amazon. So we'll talk about that some other time. But right now, what is available is Wrath and Wing, which is the prequel novella to the Enna of Obrea series and the first book in the Girl of Glass series. Now, originally when I decided that I definitely wanted to dive into audio, the concept was for me to record all of the audiobooks myself, or at least the audiobooks that had a female protagonist, because a lot of people want to hear the author's voice, and that's cool. That's super cool, and I'm confident speaking, and, you know, I've spent my life on stage, so those are all things I'm comfortable with. And so I was like, okay, yeah, like, I'll record some audiobooks, no big deal. It is way harder than that. And we were going to, my husband and I, who is my business partner in all things, you know, he even helped me pick out the cat. We decided we were going to do Girl of Glass first. It's one of my most popular series. I am very excited about that world. There is another series coming in that world. So we were going to start with Girl of Glass. And I was going to record it myself. And we got about 90% of the way through it. And we were like, we've gone so far on this learning curve, we're going to have to start again. And it was at that point that I realized I'm never going to get through my whole backlist if I do this by myself. I have 17 books out right now. I'm getting the little point down finger from my husband, who is my business partner. No, up, 18. It's 18. So 18 books. I love marriage. It's the best. 18 books out right now. And it doesn't take that long to record an audiobook. I'm slow and nitpicky, so an 8-hour audiobook would probably take me like a 40-hour work week, which isn't like that bad for someone who's being like super compulsive about getting everything perfectly right. But if you add that up to all 12 books and you put in proofing, not editing, I would not audio edit myself. No. I have a dude for that. He's amazing. I love my audio dude. But it just gets to the point where I would have to choose between writing new books and having audiobooks. And so I kind of had to choose to give up some of the control of audio. And that has been amazing. It's very weird to have people like actively coming to you and being like, I want to be your narrator. Like that. So weird. To have people audition for you is creepy. I'll link in the show notes to the podcast where I talk more about that. But it's, yeah, it's crazy. And then, you know, I found Claire, who recorded Girl of Glass for me. And the way it works is that you get a 15-minute sample from them. So I hired Claire. We signed a little contract. And then she sends me the first 15 minutes. And I get to be like, oh, this is said this way. This is said that way. Maybe a different character choice for. and then that's it. Claire goes off into whatever magical booth she works from, and then I get a notice from ACX of, hey, the whole audiobook is ready for you to proof. It just magically gets done. I mean, I'm sure Claire doesn't feel like it's magic. I'm sure she's like, I spent so many hours doing this. This was a lot of work. But to me, it's magic and it just shows up. And so I love the outsourcing factor of that because there's no way it would get done otherwise. It's impossible. And so I made the decision, gonna outsource Girl of Glass and Tethering series first. Want to get those done. Found a guy, found a girl, did that. And I also realized that there are some things that I am not willing to have other people do for me. And for me, that was the Enna of La Brea series. I love Enna. I love her story. I love La Brea. I am very protective of it. I'm also very specific. And you know, readers may not hear it in their head. And that's totally fine. But there is a very specific pattern to the way Enna speaks. Her words have a rhythm. And there's a lot of things that she does that could be taken very wrong. And there's a lot of weird twists that could happen with her character that aren't there if you were to read things into the text that don't happen, or if you were to not believe the warnings that I give. So that's one of those I wanted to do in a series myself. So it's very interesting that we have Wrath and Wing that I recorded. So it's read by the author. And we have Girl of Glass. And on the one hand, we have this product that I was so in control of. And yes, I have an audio engineer and I love that part. But other than that, in massive amounts of control of all of it. And I'm so happy with the way it turned out. And I'm really excited for Enna to have this other way to tell her story. And then on the other hand, I have the magical book where I said, here's your script. And then it came back done. And that for me has been the beauty of audio, of giving up so much control, even though I'm not willing to do that for Enna, doing that for Nola and sending her story out and having someone give me this complete finished product back is very affirming in some ways, because with Claire's performance of the material, I'm like, oh, this is going to sound really bad of me, but I'm actually pretty good at what I do. Look at this. Someone properly interpreted the characters based off the text I wrote. Like, look at me. I'm so proud. And it's also like crazy because it feels like I had so little to do with it. So, yeah, it's insane. And then adding Tim in with the tethering is a whole nother absolutely insane process. It's great. And I am so excited to jump into this audio world with both feet. Now, in the show links, you will find, or if you're not listening to podcasts, if you're doing the video, then in the post that goes with this, you will find links to the Wrath and Wing audiobook, and you will also find links to the Girl of Glass audiobook. But do not tune out when I stop speaking to you in a moment, because I have the audio file. I have a sneak peek from Girl of Glass to share with you. It's so great. Claire did such an amazing job. I'm really happy with it. So keep listening for a few minutes. Check out the sample of Girl of Glass, because I am so thrilled to have Nola's story told in this completely new medium.
Nola dug her fingers into the warm dirt. Around her, the greenhouse smelled of damp earth, mist, and fresh, clean air. Carefully, she took the tiny seed and placed it at the bottom of the hole her finger had made. Thump. Soon the seed would take root. A sprout would break through to the surface. Thump. Bang. Then the green stem would grow until bean pods sprouted. Bang. Thump. The food would be harvested and brought to their tables. All of the families would be fed. Ah! The voice came from the other side of the glass. Nola knew she shouldn't look, but she couldn't ignore the sounds any longer. It was a woman this time, her skin gray with angry red patches dotting her face. She slammed her fists into the glass, leaving smears of red behind. The woman didn't seem to care as she banged her bloody hands into the glass over and over. Magnolia. Nola jumped as Mrs. Pearson placed a hand on her shoulder. Don't pay her any mind, Mrs. Pearson said. She can't get through the glass. But she's bleeding. Nola pushed the words past the knot in her throat. The woman bashed her head against the glass. She needs help, Nola said. The woman stared right at her. Mrs. Pearson took Nola's shoulders and turned her back to her plant tray. That woman is beyond your help, Magnolia. Paying her any attention will only make it worse. There is nothing you can do. Nola felt eyes staring at her. Not just the woman on the other side of the glass. The rest of the class was staring at her now, too. Bang, thump. Families. The food she planted would feed the families. Bang, pop. Nola spun back to the glass. Two guards were outside now. One held his gun high. A thin spike protruded from the woman's neck. Her eyelids fluttered for a moment before she slid down the glass, leaving a streak of blood behind her. See? Mrs. Pearson said, smoothing Nola's hair. They'll take her where she can't hurt herself or any of us ever again. Nola nodded, turning back to the tray of dirt. Make a hole, plant the seed, grow the food. But the streaks of blood were burned into her mind.
Thank you so much for listening to the clip from Girl of Glass. Now, you can follow the links that are with this post to find Girl of Glass on basically any audio retailer where you could want them. If you find an audiobook retail venue that it's not in, let me know and I'll find a way to get there. Also, if you're a super avid library listener, ask your librarian to get Girl of Glass for you so that you can listen to it with your library card because it is on overdrive, so librarians do have access. And thank you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye-bye.